president's statement might have been taken out of context, given that when the president was actually saying this, he was reiterating what he had said before, that the number of officials were collapsed in South Sudan, because he has not taken actions against those, including Riek Machar, who was the vice president and the one who sit in the office of the president, when the president, the current president, Salva Kiir, was the first vice president of Sudan. So the president was trying to say that if there is anyone who have set over corruption, it is Riek Machar who should be actually accounted for any corruption that happened in South Sudan. He was not suggesting that Riek Machar should be prosecuted or anything, because he knows that peace is crucial, and he has signed agreement with Riek Machar, which in any way would, if it is honored, would actually lift South Sudan out of the current crisis.
But the question is, why should the president be bringing this now when there are regional efforts to try to have peace negotiations to resolve this conflict? Don't you think that this will undermine peace efforts? These are concerns of South Sudanese that he shouldn't be bringing this at this time.
No, it will not undermine peace. The president, when he was talking in Wau, in his stadium, telling them what has transpired in Juba and gave them the chronology of what has happened in the governance. But he was not suggesting in any way, you know, Riek Machar should be prosecuted, because he knows, if he says that, it will undermine peace process. And the president is a very intelligent person. He cannot just say something for the sake of saying something. He was giving history. What you have done yesterday has to determine what you should do today and tomorrow.
The former vice president was corrupt. Why didn't he make him face fraud charges while he was vice president? Why is he bringing the issue now?
That's a good question. First of all, the problems South Sudan has got itself in as a result of the former vice president being released on the 23rd of July was the same scenario that the president was trying to avoid. In any way, if he was to dismiss him in 2009 or before 2011, South Sudan would not gain independence, because Riek Machar, with the group who are actually fighting along his side now, would have caused havoc. And so the president has a wisdom. You know, he has chosen the interest of South Sudan over an interest of the governance. Any government can go, but South Sudan can remain. So if president was to take on Riek Machar before independence, the independence of South Sudan would have been at stake, and therefore the president would have chosen to take government of South Sudan over the interest of the Republic of South Sudan.
The president is also on record during this time accusing Riek Machar of using his Nuer ethnic group, funding ethnic sentiments to attack other ethnic groups, including the Dinka in the country. People are saying the president is also funding ethnic divisions by accusing his former vice president of such acts.
To be honest, my brother, as a journalist, who is very well informed, and you know the history of South Sudan, you are not an ignorant. To be honest with you, President Salva Kiir was actually asking people of South Sudan to refrain from using tribal armies. And he does not in any way tries to form any tribal army. If there is anything that has actually stopped South Sudan from slipping into tribal fight, is President Salva Kiir doing that? Because he continued to discourage, some extremists, Dinka, who wanted, to replicate what Riek Machar did by forming a rebellion that is 99.9% from his ethnic group, with the exception of those few Dinkas and few Equatorians who are in Addis Ababa, sitting in Addis Ababa, living in Addis Ababa, sleeping in Addis Ababa. There's no single soldier that Riek Machar can say comes from any other ethnic tribe apart from his own tribe. President Salva Kiir is still on record. He's advised, he's the deputy of the Republican Guard. He's in Nuer, and his close protection are Nuer. So the President Kiir is the one discouraging people from going into tribal war. Riek Machar, yes, indeed, he has done that. And if we look at the list of who is the commander in which army, in which battalion in the rebellion, you will find them. They are all from Nuer ethnic group. But President Kiir is against that. Those who say that President Kiir has actually formed an army which is tribal army, this is nonsensical. South Sudan, Dinka, South Sudanese. If they have called, if you call for a recruitment or subscription, and you find Dinka coming in good numbers, it's because they are South Sudanese and they have to defend the country. Even in Riek Machar presidency, if Riek Machar become president, if the health comes, I will say that the Dinka would still be there as in the army, and I don't know how would Riek Machar call them. If you have 200,000 Dinka, will Riek Machar, in Riek Machar presidency, if he comes, will Riek Machar call them Dinka, or he will call them National Army?